It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
Just when you thought there was not another can of worms to open, we are about to open one today on the line of fire. Get ready, because we are going to try to plunge into a serious controversy, and one in which you could argue on both sides, rightly and wrongly, but we'll try to sort things out here on the line of fire, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Join the already lively real-time discussion on our Ask Dr. Brown page on Facebook, ASKDR Brown. Okay, I was on the phone today with a company discussing my forthcoming book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. As you probably know, no major publisher was willing to touch it. Every publisher that looked at it, major publisher said the title must change. Most agreed the contents were too controversial. Although, you can go through the entire book and there is not a syllable in it for me that is gay bashing or that can rightly and fairly be called hate speech. Of course, I will be branded intolerant, bigoted, hate-filled, and I've already been branded jihadist, Nazi, Hitler, etc. And I understand the sensitivities on the gay and lesbian side, and I understand the wrongness of the reaction and the overreaction on that side as well. There have been plenty of wrong reactions on the religious side. I was interacting with a gentleman one time and said, it's a little bit offensive to me as a Jew that you refer to me as Hitler when I simply respectfully differ with your lifestyle based on scripture. And he said, but you're Hitler. So I was like, okay, I guess we're done with that little discussion. But I was asked today, am I intolerant of certain things? Because we were talking about tolerance, right tolerance, wrong tolerance. Am I intolerant of certain things? For example, someone like Reverend Fred Phelps, who has said some extreme things. He is the author, founder of the God Hates Fags website and the God Hates America and God Hates Sweden website, and author of comments like this: Reggie White is in hell, Ronald Reagan is in hell, Pope John Paul II, the great pedophile pope, is in hell, Westboro Baptist Church, that's a church to picket the arch-heretic traitor and rebel against the great king of glory, Billy Graham. God hates Billy Graham and will earlong cast him into hell and torment him with fire and brimstone, etc. Am I intolerant of comments like that? And I said, well, I absolutely differ with them and categorically reject them. And in that sense, yeah, I would be intolerant. But then there's a whole lot of intolerance. What about Islamic intolerance? I was sent a clip today, a video clip, of a young girl being stoned to death. You see her being beaten and kicked, and then a massive concrete block just pounded on her head. She lays there dead. It's horrific to see. You hear Islamic chanting in the background. I think it's the actual live sound of what's going on there. And she was killed because she refused to marry some older man or uncle, something like that. Well, that is horrific intolerance. On the flip side, should we be tolerant of that or should we be intolerant of that? Is intolerance a good thing, a bad thing? What about religious tolerance? We want freedom of religion here in America. Do we want to extend freedom of religion to others? What's America built on? Is it built on a freedom of religion for all? Which would mean, on the one hand, I totally oppose the building of a mosque at Ground Zero. But if Muslims live in a certain community and you're willing to let a church build there, or you're willing to let a synagogue build there, and it falls within the proper zoning laws, and a mosque wants to build there, well, why shouldn't they be able to? Are we intolerant or are we tolerant? Is tolerance a good thing or a bad thing? Now, you say, you haven't really opened a can of worms. Well, hang on. Trust me, I'm about to. Stick with me for a minute. I promise you I will open a serious can of worms to get you thinking. I remember a few years ago, I probably first saw this maybe 17 years ago. Intolerance is a beautiful thing, or T-shirts that people were wearing. That's what it said. Intolerance is a beautiful thing. Well, intolerance is bigoted. Intolerance is always wrong. How dare you say intolerance is a beautiful thing? Well, here's what the shirt then said. The prophet Elijah was intolerant of Jezebel. The apostle Paul was intolerant of books on witchcraft. Our founding fathers were intolerant of taxation without representation. Frederick Douglass was intolerant of slavery. Susan B. Anthony was intolerant of allowing only men to vote. Winston Churchill was intolerant of Adolf Hitler. Martin Luther King was intolerant of segregation. Mother Teresa was intolerant of abortion. Jesus Christ is intolerant of hypocrisy. Well, we certainly think in that case that intolerance is a beautiful thing. Can intolerance also be ugly? Is it just a matter of how we parse the words? 866-34-TRUTH. Now, here's the part that opens up more of a can of worms. I was looking for something on YouTube the other day and happened to find something I wasn't looking for, which was some clips from the old Dean Martin TV celebrity roast, which I used to watch as a kid. I looked at a couple of them that were very funny, but then I had to shut it off just for my own sensibilities because of some off-color humor. It was very funny, but it was off-color, inappropriate. When you're joking about adultery, I don't think that's appropriate for Christians to laugh at, even if it's a funny joke. But I came across some of the comments of Don Rickles. He was a Jewish man, not a religious Jew, famous for attacking everybody. I think he had a reputation behind the scenes for being a kind-hearted, charitable guy. But his public persona, until at the end he'd be very gracious and God bless you kind of thing, he would attack every... The sky was the limit. There was no political correctness. So I'm wondering, on the one hand, we are so much more aware of what hurts people, what hurts a Native American, what hurts a black person, what hurts a Hispanic person, what hurts an Asian person, what hurts a Jewish person, what hurts different people. I think it's great that we have become more sensitive. On the other hand, have we become so sensitive that this will simply go the way of the thought police? Big Brother is watching, where everything gets censored, and Christian comments that differ with political correctness will be next. So here is a quote from Don Rickles as he, so again, this is a Jewish man, white man, roasting Sammy Davis Jr., who's a black man, actually converted to Judaism, but is a black man. And this is just some of the humor that was on TV. Have we gotten to a point now where we're so sensitive that you wouldn't dare use this kind of humor? Or have we lost the ability to laugh at ourselves? So can of worms officially be opened.
No, you're a Catholic and I'm a Jew and Sammy, you're black.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just one little comment there. I mean, the whole roast goes on and is much more severe than that. But is that the kind of thing you can joke about? Is that the kind of thing that, hey, it's just sense of humor? Or have we gotten wisely and rightly more sensitive? And are we now intolerant of insensitivity? Or is this just part of this massive political correctness? I know I'm mixing a few subjects together, but hey, we're getting you thinking. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, before I take any calls or go to our Facebook comments or expand on this intolerance thing, I mentioned yesterday that the counter-missionaries have united, not all, but a number of counter-missionaries working against Jewish believers in Jesus have united to launch a new website trying to argue that Isaiah 53 cannot speak of Jesus. Now, the nice thing for me is all we have to do is tell people, well, read the text. Just read it, see what you think. Read it prayerfully, read it in Hebrew if you can. And the website says, here's an article, came out in Jewish Israel, in a stunning show of unity. Counter-missionary professionals from across the globe and representing a number of organizations have joined forces to offer creative and proactive response to recent missionary campaigns which have been targeting the Jewish people for conversion. This website went live in the early hours of the morning a couple days ago and offers a direct and comprehensive response to aggressive and virulent campaigns like that launched by the mission organization's Chosen People Ministries, which targeted Jews throughout the New York area this summer. Chosen People's evangelizing crusade costing in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, including billboards, full-page ads, and major publications, including the New York Times, street canvassing, mass mailings, and lectures by noted Christian missionary personalities like Michael Brown. The launching of this new website is an unprecedented effort to clarify matters for those who are confused, to educate and strengthen those who are actively trying to bring our people home to the God of truth first. What's so stunning about a few people joining together for a website? Second, read the text. I think it speaks clearly enough. All right, we'll be back. Are you tolerant? Or are you intolerant? Are you intolerant of tolerance or tolerant of intolerance? Does it depend on the subject matter? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Again, join the lively real-time discussion on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown. It's also a great way to stay in touch with what we're doing as a ministry. And if you're not on our email list, please go to the website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. Sign up today. For example, if you're not on the email list, you would know that we just sent out links to the three last messages I preached at Fire Church, all free online. See, free online. Several hours of preaching, teaching, ministry. Just add it to the hundreds of hours free there already, and you didn't even know about it. Oh, don't you hate when that stuff passes you by like that? Okay, let me throw out a few definitions, and then I'm going to read some of your comments, go to the phones. Tolerant, inclined or disposed to tolerate, showing tolerance, forbearing, tolerant of errors, favoring toleration, a tolerant church. And some definitions in the thesaurus: advanced, benevolent, big, broad, broad-minded, charitable, condoning, easygoing, excusing, fair, forbearing, forgiving, humane, indulgent, kind-hearted, lenient, long-suffering, magnanimous, merciful, patient, permissive. Boy, it sounds very positive. Understanding, unprejudiced, wide. And then antonyms would be intolerant, narrow-minded, and prejudiced. So, dictionary definition of intolerant: not tolerating or respecting beliefs, opinions, usages, manners, etc., different from one's own, as in political or religious matters. Bigoted: unable or unwilling to tolerate or endure, intolerant of very hot weather, an intolerant person, a bigot. And thesaurus, synonyms, related words, averse, biased, bigoted, chauvinistic, conservative, dictatorial, dogmatic, fanatical, hateful, indignant, inflexible, jaundiced, narrow-minded, obdurate, one-sided, outraged, racialist, racist, redneck, short-fused, small-minded, unsympathetic, unwilling, upset, waspish, worked up, etc. So you would think that by definition, we want to be tolerant. But should the world have been tolerant of Adolf Hitler and Nazism and the murder of so many innocent people? Should we be tolerant about that? Now, on the one hand, we want the Muslim world to be tolerant of Christianity and to allow freedom of religion. And yet we would all say that we are intolerant of, say, kidnapping someone and beheading them in the name of Allah or any other name. Where do we draw the line? And related to this, slight tangent but related, have we become so PC, so politically correct, or maybe PS, politically sensitive, that we can't even joke about things anymore, that tolerance is often a mask for thought police, control of every word, phrase, expression? Dr. Laura Schlesinger, famous Dr. Laura on radio for many years, used the N-word to illustrate a point on the radio, and some of the controversy has caused you to say, hey, I'm getting off the air. Let me grab a couple of calls. I've got another soundbite I'm going to play, maybe more controversial than the first, from some old comedy. But first, let me grab some of your calls. Arthur in Salt Lake City, thanks for calling today.
Hi. I think the country's way uptight, and they're getting right to a boiling point with racial PC. It takes a little bit of humor to get to show us just how silly we are. And if I may, I'll pull a joke on you, and it illustrates the just how silly it's gotten.
All right, if it's a short joke, go for it.
Okay, it's very short. It says, what do you call President Obama when he's flying at the controls of an airplane?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know? He's a pilot, you freaking racist. Now, I've told that hundreds of times to black people, white people. I just told it to a brown person, and most all of them laughed. I almost got hit by a Ku Klux Klansman for telling that joke in Ohio.
Got it.
But I don't know what it is about that joke, but real racists really hate it.
Interesting. Interesting that they would hate it. Yeah, I would. If next time you share it, maybe with a Christian audience or on radio, not everyone is into the freak plus word, so you might use something slightly different. But I get your point, Arthur. Thanks for the call. So in other words, everything now, any difference, you're racist. You're racist. So you can't even talk about things. But there was a day on national TV when humor like this, here's Don Rickles, a Jewish white man, roasting Sammy Davis Jr., who converted to Judaism as a black man, and next to him is Freddie Prinze, who is a Puerto Rican star. So this was humor, everybody laughing at stereotypes, and it was okay because it was understood that they're all friends and coworkers, and they're laughing at each other. It's almost unheard of to do something like this today, but is that because we have stepped forward in society, because we have improved ourselves, because we have bettered ourselves? I'm asking that question very seriously. So here's just another clip from Don Rickles at a Dean Martin roast.
If you ain't black, you fell into a bucket of M&Ms, I'll tell you. To you, my good friend Freddie Prinze, who's your buddy, and we need the Puerto Rican people, I quote the words of a great Puerto Rican, Manuel Hatesis, who said to me in New York, "You want my coffee?"
Okay, so stereotypes, joking, laughing at things. Was that because we were a more relaxed society then? Or was that because we were a more bigoted society and the stereotypes were more acceptable and therefore the humor had a dark side to it? I know, not the exact same question about tolerance, intolerance, but clearly related. Angela in Jacksonville, Florida, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, I'm calling because I think that the level of intolerance is a matter of respect. The fact that, way back when Don Rickles made the comment with Sammy Davis Jr., they had a mutual respect of each other. They understood each other. But as a nation, I think we've grown separated. And we don't really understand each other, number one. And then number two, out of that not understanding each other, we don't respect each other. And to some degree, that lends itself to those people who feel like they're outside of the joke, whatever that may be. They may feel intimidated to some degree because they, if they are a person who is prejudiced, they might be intimidated to feel like they would lose their position.
Got it. Hey, Angela, we've got a break, but I really appreciate those comments. There's a lot of wisdom in them, and obviously the better we know each other and respect each other more, it's a key to a whole lot of this dialogue. But thanks for weighing in. All right, we come back. I've got some pointed comments to make about tolerance and intolerance. Welcome back to the Line of Fire, Michael Brown. Delighted to be with you. Actually, feeling the joy of the Lord being with you today on the radio, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Talking about tolerance, intolerance. Is intolerance a beautiful thing, as was featured on T-shirts years ago and readily available on the website? Just search for intolerance is a beautiful thing. For example, our founding fathers were intolerant of taxation without representation. Frederick Douglass was intolerant of slavery. Susan B. Anthony was intolerant of allowing only men to vote. Winston Churchill was intolerant of Adolf Hitler. Mother Martin Luther King was intolerant of segregation. Mother Teresa was intolerant of abortion. Jesus Christ is intolerant of hypocrisy. Is intolerance a good thing? Should we be intolerant of evil, intolerant of the concept of redefining marriage? So it's now a man and a man, a woman and a woman. Should we be intolerant of that? On the other hand, if we have religious intolerance in America rather than religious tolerance, who's to say what groups are allowed to worship and what groups aren't? 866-34-TRUTH. We've also been discussing whether in our growing sensitivities to different minorities and ethnic groups in America, we have gotten so sensitive that we can't laugh with each other, that anything we say is considered to be racially or ethnically charged, or is that healthy? Is that good? George Washington wrote something that has become somewhat of a foundational document in American history. August 17th, 1790, Washington wrote a letter to Moses Sixtus, who was leader of the Jewish congregation of Newport, Rhode Island. So there were Jews here early on in our history, of course, 1790, well into our history. A letter had been sent by the congregation to Washington when he visited their city. So August 17, 1790, the Hebrew congregation of Newport, Rhode Island, presented a congratulatory address to President George Washington on the occasion of his visit to their city. Both the address written by Moses Sixtus and Washington's response appeared together in several newspapers. They encapsulate Washington's clearest articulation of his belief in religious freedom and the first presidential affirmation of the free and equal status of Jewish American citizens. This is from the Library of Congress website. This is part of what Washington told the congregation. All possess alike liberty of conscience and immunities of citizenship. It is now no more that toleration is spoken of as if it was by the indulgence of one class of people that another enjoyed the exercise of their inherent natural rights. For happily, the government of the United States, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support. Notice those famous words. The government of the United States gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support. So, are you, by nature, a tolerant person? Or intolerant, or again, is it just semantics because on certain things we are very tolerant, long-suffering, gracious, open-minded, welcoming of different views, and in other things we are absolutely intolerant in terms of saying that there's more than one way to God. If you're a true follower of Jesus according to the scriptures, you say he is the way. That, in a sense, is the most intolerant comment you could make. At the same time, I hold to this firmly, Jew, Gentile, whoever the person is, the only way to come to God is through Jesus. At the same time, I believe there should be total religious freedom for Jews, for Muslims, for others here in America, as long as people are living under the requirements of the law as citizens. And I would hold out as a principle, I would want them to treat me, same as I would treat them, whether I was in the religious majority or the religious minority. And let there be respect and grace in the midst of profound differences. 866-34-TRUTH. Norm in Ogden, Utah, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My comment was going to be just, you gave that definition of the word tolerance, and it's this huge definition, open-mindedness, accepting, all this stuff. Looking back at the original Webster's Dictionary 1828 version, the definition of the word was simply the power or capacity of enduring, the act of enduring. That's what tolerance, the original meaning was, and it's evolved into this huge thing of open-mindedness and everything else. And I think, you know, again, it's become this thing where you can only be tolerant if you're open-minded, but we don't have to tolerate your opinion. You just have to agree with ours. And that's not what tolerance is. It's, you know, I endure the fact that those people have their freedom of religion, their freedom to worship how they want, but I deserve that as well. And, you know, the whole issue of homosexual marriage or anything like that, you know, for me to be tolerant, I have to accept it by their definition.
Right.
But that's not what tolerance is. They have their right to do that, but I have the right to say that it's sinful and it's
exactly
wrong. And they should tolerate that as well. It seems like nobody realizes that this tolerance thing has to be a two-way street.
Yeah, you know, Norm, you hit something on the head. You also provoked me at my next opportunity to grab my Oxford Dictionary of the English Language and search out more fully the development of the word tolerance and intolerance. But one thing that I've campaigned for and argued for is true tolerance, meaning, yeah, I am absolutely going to stand against your view and oppose your view. I'm not going to try to do you harm, but I'm going to stand against a gay activist trying to redefine marriage, trying to redefine what's taught in the schools, trying to normalize homosexual practice. I am absolutely going to stand against that openly, boldly, because when they say diversity, they mean exclusivity. When they say tolerance, they mean intolerance. In fact, one group, I challenge them, you're sponsoring a gay pride event in our city. Why not sponsor a pro-family event we're having in our city? And they said, we won't work with you because we're inclusive. So
exactly.
Now, on the flip side, I will, if someone tried to attack or physically harm someone, gay, lesbian, I'd be the first to raise my voice, or if I had the opportunity to try to physically impose myself to stop that from happening. So there is a loving one another as ourselves, but you're 100% right, Norm. Today's, quote, tolerance only goes one way, and that must be exposed. And one way to expose it is to use the word rightly. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. I would love to talk to Norm more, but we are up against a break. Can I ask you something? If this broadcast means something to you, if you're blessed by it, if you're helped by it, would you become part of our fire support team? We've got some wonderful opportunities to get onto many, many more stations, speak to many more people, and put a lot more information online for free. But we really need your help to do that. Go to askdrbrown.org. Click on support. Join our fire support team. Mike in Reidsville, you're up next.
God of light, here I
Thanks for joining us, friends, on the Line of Fire today as we talk about tolerance, intolerance, the state of our society today. 866-34-TRUTH. Are you tolerant of speech like this from the Reverend Fred Phelps? Quote, God hates America. Thank God for IEDs, meaning improvised explosive devices, killing American soldiers in strange lands every day. Westboro Baptist Church rejoices every time the Lord God in his vengeance kills or maims an American soldier with an improvised explosive device. WBC will pick at the funerals of these godless, just reading the words here, fag army American soldiers when their pieces return home. WBC will also pick at their landing spot. Face it, America, it goes on and on. It's a pretty horrific quote. Bloody Butcher Bush thinks he can distract from these facts by taking over Babylon with his fag army as a result of his foolishness. Body bags are coming home by the truckload. God hates Sweden. Thank God for all dead Swedes. Unconfirmed number of Swedes are dead as a result of the tsunamis which ravaged Thailand and the other lush resorts of that region. And thousands more unaccounted for, either still rotting in the tropical conditions or buried as they deserve. Language is too profane to keep reading. Scarcely a family in Sweden has been untouched by the devastation. Bible preachers say, thank God for it all. Yeah, horrified by speech like that, so am I. I categorically, absolutely, from my heart, reject it as ugly and not reflecting the heart and mind of God. At the same time, I don't want to see anyone do harm to Reverend Faust. My prayer is that he will repent and see the light of the gospel differently than he currently has. Intolerant or tolerant, some of it's a matter of definition, but a lot of it has to do with our attitude and spirit. That's a big issue to me. Mike in Reidsville, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hey, this is Mike. I was calling. I just heard what you said. It's a little interesting that people who call themselves reverend in this country.
He is legally reverend. Is he representing Jesus? Is the real question.
Right. that's true. The interesting comment about tolerance. I'm sure you heard about the Dr. Laura Schlesinger comment.
Yeah, I made reference to it earlier in the show, actually.
Yeah. What do you think about that? I mean, what she said basically is why would it be okay for African Americans to use the N-word, but why is it not okay for Caucasians? I think there's a lot of truth in that statement. And then, she says it. She says people on HBO say it all the time, African American comedians. And then she says it on her show, and now they basically force her out. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I'm the author of the forthcoming book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, which raises that very same issue. On the one hand, there was a time when this was a real slur, a real insult. Then it became a word that was used by homosexual activists, militant activists, to say, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. But they were still using it in a way that would not be flattering or positive. They were taking a negative word and turning it around. But it's since become mainstream. In 2003, Associated Press article said, queer is now hipster, queer is cool. So with Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, with queer Bible commentaries, with queer studies, even in seminaries. It goes on and on with groups like Glisten, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, wanting first graders and kindergartners to know terms like genderqueer and things like that. Well, it has been mainstream to the point that I'm not using it as a derogatory word. I'm using it obviously as a double entendre. Something odd and something queer has happened to America. As a Jew, I can tell jokes about my own people where we make fun of ourselves. If someone else did it, it could be taken negatively. So, the queer word, that's one thing that's kind of universally used now. The N-word, the nigger word, I haven't seen nigger Bible commentary or nigger eye for the nice guy or something like that. So that would still be offensive to many. And therefore, I would be sensitive and absolutely not use it myself. So in terms of that, I think you have to just get a pulse for where things are at in society, just like what jokes are okay. I can joke when I'm with my Italian friends about certain Italian customs. They can joke with me about Jewish things. But then other things you can only say when you're in the family. And I think we have to be sensitive to that. I think the uproar about even uttering a word is wrong. But to me, the best thing is, especially if I've got believing friends in different communities, talk to me about how things sound in your ears and in your world, and help me to be sensitive to things that really matter. All right, more to come. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us, friends, on the Line of Fire broadcast as we talk about tolerance, intolerance. I don't want to just play this as a semantic game. There are a lot of great comments, folks weighing in on the Ask Dr. Brown page and elsewhere on Facebook. Again, if you are not connected with us, if you are on Facebook, and you can use it redemptively. I know for some it's just a time waster, but for others it's great socially and spiritually. Then connect with us by going to Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown, and you can get involved in discussion. I look at it every day, often quote on from the comments online. So there's great discussion going on there. I'm sure it'll continue on the website, AskDrBrown.org, Line of Fire. But let me try to bring this together in a few ways. I like to dismantle things that are used wrongly by using them myself. In other words, take a term, take a word, take an expression, take a phrase, and turn it around and use it positively. For example, for many years I was told by rabbis and counter-missionaries that Isaiah 53 could not refer to Jesus because the context always, whenever it says servant of the Lord in those passages, the Eved Adonai in Hebrew, it's always talking about Israel. So when I have debated Isaiah 53, one of my starting points is context is very important. In other words, when you look more carefully at the context, you see it's talking about a person and not the nation. When I have dealt with, in a whole different world, with secular media, with gay activists, I will immediately say I absolutely stand against intolerance and bigotry and hate speech. There is no gay bashing permitted in my lectures during Q&A, etc. Because I immediately am going to be accused of being intolerant, bigoted, hate-filled, which is absolutely, totally false in terms of the way those words are being used. I am 100% for religious tolerance and intellectual diversity, meaning that here in America, people have freedom of religion, that the Catholic Church can't rule through the government, tell the Protestants what to do, and the Protestants can't rule through the government, tell the Jews what to do, and the Jews can't rule through the government, tell the Muslims what to do. In other words, if Muslims want to have Friday Sabbath and Jews a Saturday Sabbath and Christians a Sunday Sabbath, they are free to do so, etc. And they're free to, from their pulpits, say Allah is the only way, or Jews don't need Jesus, or Jews do need Jesus. In that sense, I am all for religious tolerance and intellectual diversity where we need to have give and take on our college campuses and openness to discuss ideas. At the same time, I am absolutely 100% dogmatic in my beliefs and convictions that Jesus is the only way, that there are things that God considers morally evil and repugnant and destructive. For example, I imagine most everyone that could possibly be listening to me now agrees that human trafficking, sex trafficking, is morally repugnant, hateful. We should be 100% intolerant of that and do whatever we can legally to stop this from happening and to rescue those who are subjects of sex slavery, human trafficking, etc. It was right for leaders in America to be utterly intolerant of slavery and segregation, which to me is another way of simply saying we align ourselves with God in terms of standing for truth, standing for justice, standing for morality, but with a spirit of patience, grace, kindness, long-suffering towards those with whom we differ, and extending fair and equal legal rights that do not cross moral bounds, legal rights to every citizen who lives by our Constitution. So in one sense, I'm totally tolerant. The other sense, I'm totally intolerant. But I think you understand where I'm coming from now. And to me, the great thing is lining ourselves up with God's truth and standards and walking in grace and kindness towards our fellow human beings. Back with you tomorrow.